Hey there, welcome to the College Investor Audio Show. We're so glad you decided to join us today. And we'll take a look at how to actually create your Federal Student Aid ID, or your FSA ID. But before we do, just a quick reminder that anything we talk about on any of the podcasts you hear from the College Investor, you can always check out thecollegeinvestor.com to dive in deeper on every topic that has to do with anything finance. We're talking student loans all the way up to how to do your taxes by yourself, all the way up to how to get a side gig that can actually turn into a full-time job. All of that stuff is all at thecollegeinvestor.com. You can also follow us all over social media, get to know us. We'd love to get to know you too. Just search for The College Investor and you'll find us. All right, let's get to it. A Federal Student Aid ID, FSA ID, is a unique identifier that allows you to log in to Department of Education websites. You gotta have this ID to complete the FAFSA online, or to view financial aid history, accept loans, and even select student loan repayment plans. The sooner you get this ID, the easier it is for you to manage everything related to loans and grants. So here's how you go ahead and set up your FSA ID. To set up your FSA ID, you're going to need a personal email address and your social security number, SSN. And then just go to studentaid.gov, select the blue Create Account button. Enter your full name, date of birth, SSN into the form. And by the way, if you don't have an SSN, you have to attest that you're either filling out the form on behalf of your child, who is a citizen of the United States, or attest that you're a citizen without a social security number. Once you've added your phone number, select your communication preference, which is via email or snail mail, postal mail. The Department of Education will use this preference to send your information about your financial aid, your repayment plans, and all that stuff. Next, you'll select four challenge questions and answers. These questions will allow you to recover your FSA ID if you forget your username or password. And then finally, you'll review all your information and edit it if necessary. Then you will verify your email address and phone number so you can set up multi-factor authentication. You'll select the verify button next to your phone number and email address. You're just going to get a 6-digit code to enter into the website. So multi-factor authentication ensures that your FSA ID is truly safe and secure. You should be doing multi-factor authentication for most of your accounts. Setting this up can limit the likelihood of identity theft. There's also an option to set up an authenticator app as your second factor of authentication. You and your children need an FSA ID. Parents who are filling out the FAFSA and all of their college-bound children each need a unique FSA ID. If you're a parent, you'll use your FSA ID to fill out the FAFSA. Students will use their FSA ID to review financial aid, take out loans, and set up repayment options. Let's talk about resetting your password real quick. You can actually reset or recover a forgotten username or password by going to studentaid.gov. So when you log in, just select Account Lookup option. You'll need to provide your username, your email address, phone number for recovery, all that stuff. You'll also have to provide the month and day of your birthday. And with all that information, you'll be given the option to reset your password. The recovery process is really easy, but you might be better off storing the password in a password manager. We have lots of suggestions at thecollegeinvestor.com, and that's just so you can keep your information secure. Now, all that said, here is why you have to have an FSA ID. It's not strictly necessary for completing the FAFSA, but it does make life a whole lot easier to correct mistakes, track your progress, and connect your FAFSA to student aid history and more. The FSA ID can serve as a legal signature, if you will, when you're completing the FAFSA, or when you're signing the Master Promissory Note, which is the legal document you sign when taking out student loans. You'll also use your FSA ID to complete loan entrance and exit counseling, view loan and grant information, apply for Direct Plus loans, and apply for public service loan forgiveness. Even if you make a dedicated effort to get rid of your student loan debt quickly, I sure did, never regretted it. You'll likely need your FSA ID for a decade. If you opt to use an income-driven repayment plan, you may need the FSA ID for several decades. Ooh. And here are some final takeaways for you. Whether you're applying to school for the very first time, or you just want to change your student loan repayment plan, An FSA ID will help you find information and take action. Setting up the FSA ID takes just a few minutes, really. And it's really going to help you in every step of the student loan borrowing and repayment process. So you might as well just do it. That is our show for today. Thanks again for stopping by. And if you want to find out anything else, we have actually quite a few links inside this article at thecollegeinvestor.com. Just copy paste the title of the podcast right into the search bar and you'll find it. Also, ask us questions. You know, we'd love to get to know you too at The College Investor. Just search for us anywhere you are. We're probably there too. Thanks again for stopping by, and we will talk to you again real soon.